We will begin the practice by coming in to our posture, feeling the feet going into the floor, getting a sense of stability with the feet, sensing the hands either on the thighs or folded in your lap, noticing the sit bones on the chair, coming forward into the chair so that your back is, if possible, unsupported by the back of the chair. With the posture being erect, but not rigid. This helps us to embody a sense of awakeness we want to bring into the practice. And it also allows for maximum flow of the breath of the lungs. And checking in with the shoulders and neck, we often hold a lot of tension there. And in addition to embodying awakeness, we also want to bring forward, bring with us a level of relaxation. So trying to reduce the tension in that area, you could even shrug the shoulders a little to release it. Having the eyes closed if you're comfortable with that, or you can keep them gently open on the ground in front of you. And breathing in through the nose and out through the nose right now at a normal pace, not altering the breath. So we'll check in with the body, starting with the head, noticing any tension in the face and trying to release that, noticing sensations around the eyebrows, forehead, the cheeks and the chin, the ear, and the neck, and noticing if you reduce any of that tension in the neck and the shoulder area. Going down the arms, forearm, the upper arm, the hands, noticing any sensation in the hands. Again, checking in with the location of the hands, noticing the back, even feeling the breath in the back of the body, as well as the breath as it comes into the diaphragm and it expands. Feeling that whole mid region expand and contract, both front and back. Noticing the pelvic area, sensing there, going down the legs, the upper legs, the knees, the shin, the feet, and just getting a sense of the body as a whole. And then trying to remain as still as possible for the practice. We're trying to calm the mind, and just as if we wanted had a bowl of water and we wanted it to still, we wouldn't move the bowl around. So we want the body to be stable and still to help settle the mind. But of course, if you have to, please feel free to remain comfortable. And then coming into whatever you feel your anchor, and where you can feel the breath strongest in the body, and that's often one of two places, the belly as it rises and falls, or the nostrils as the air goes in and out. And trying to sense the breath in one of those places, really feeling the breath, not just thinking about the breath. If it's the belly, noticing the belly rise on the inhale, pause, and collapse on the exhale, and pause. Following the cycle of breath like you might follow waves as they came into and went out again from the shore. And when the attention wanders, as it will, just noticing where it wandered and bringing the attention back to the breath. And the tinnitus is there. We're not trying to shut it out and we're not focusing on it. We're just placing our attention where we want it on our anchor and letting everything else fade into the background. And when we do get pulled away, as we will, just bringing the attention back to the anchor, the breath in the body. So now we will begin a counting practice. And here we're just counting the inhale and exhale of the breath, counting it at a continuous pace, however long your normal inhale and exhale goes, but only making perhaps this modification of making the inhale and exhale of an even length. So counting, breathing in, 1, 2, 3, 4. 4, 3, 2, 1 on the exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, or however high you go. 4, 3, 2, 1. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4, 3, 2, 1. Counting continuously through the breath in order to give the attention something to focus on. One, two, three, four, 4, 3, 2, 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 3, 2, 1. And using your own pacing here and your own counting. Now we're going to alter the breath in this way. We're going to count 4 on the inhale and 6 on the exhale. And if we are using the a second per beat, that's actually 6 breaths per minute, which is a good healthy rate to breathe at. And by breathing longer than we exhale, we're actually helping to calm the sympathetic nervous system. So I'm going to be counting in a 1 beat per second. And if you can keep up, do so. Or count at your own pace. Again, 4 on the inhale and 6 on the exhale. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale. 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And counting at your own pace, 4 on the inhale and 6 on the exhale. Try not to overbreathe on the inhale. Shouldn't feel like you're gasping for air. You want a comfortable version of this you can engage in for a while. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. When you're ready, dropping back into your normal breath range and counting that. 1, 2, 3, 4, however high you go. 4, 3, 2, 1. One, two, three, four, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then dropping the counting and just coming into the anchor. Following the entire cycle of the breath. Noticing when the attention wanders. And bringing the attention back to the breath. When you're ready, if you want to end it here, slowly open your eyes and reconnecting with your surroundings, or you can continue counting on your own, just going through the sequence of focusing on the breath and then the regular counting and then the 4-6 counting back and forth for the remainder of this practice. And when you're ready now, slowly opening your eyes and moving the body a little bit, reconnecting with your surroundings.